This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And so I am always so grateful, so thankful for every opportunity I have to come before these airwaves. I had no idea I would be doing this spot for as long as I have, but I am always so grateful because I feel as though it's necessary for different audiences to get support in realizing how blessed you are to be the ones that you are. I'm the one to encourage you to commit to being all that you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is the highest and lowest common denominator of all beings, all things, everywhere, through all places, all times, all situations, all circumstances, all heavens, all hells, all realms. We are so absolutely immersed in nothing but it, and all that we are is it, and coming to a point and place where we consciously care to truly walk in our divinity, to accept it as opposed to accepting sinfulness, accepting the opportunity to exalt a full effort in doing everything that we possibly can to live our lives and not to be dying our lives, to be in a place and space where we have an understanding and an understanding that we have everything that we need. With each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, consciously caring to be grateful and thankful and appreciative, and taking the time to get still, to get real, to really make decisions about what it is we're living for. Because whatever they're doing, they don't have any real power in and authority in our lives except we give it to them. Them. They. Those. Those ones. Who are also points of parts of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and that's all there is. The issue is whether we use it, exalt it, reverence it, worship it, you know, and have the intention to enhance, enrich, uplift, add unto, bless, and fortify, edify. You understand? See, that's how light works. And the flip side of that is undermining, subjugating, dominating, bastardizing, castrating, you understand, trying to create all this sickness, illness, and disease. So because we're in it and we're impacted and affected by it, I consciously care to give us, you know, some inspiration towards caring to go to Mother Earth, Mother Nature, life and life force, and to remember that as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, breathing in the breath of life. Our breath is what really maintains and sustains us. The food has been used as a tool of oppression. That which we call food is not nutriment for us. So we really need to begin to shape our language a little differently so we understand that food is a tool of oppression, and what is going to provide us with leverage over it is an absolute commitment to living, being committed to loving, committed to forgiving and giving and being a blessing unto all, and knowing that there is all. You understand that we each are parts of it, and what we give unto others and what we do unto others will be done unto us. So we want to be in a place where we, regardless of race, sex, nation, gender preference, and otherwise, that we are respecting the reality that everyone needs the same thing, even though those beings and whatnot who are creeping and crawling and flying and whatnot, these people, those ones, have launched an attack against the very beings that we are dependent upon for good food. You understand, the insect kingdom, the birds, the bees, I mean, everything has its place. Everything has its purpose. And to create from the perspective of convenience without having the perspective of consciously creating wholeness is creating backlash and issues that are detrimental to us. And so that's where there's a wisdom that we should be seeking to use our talents, skills, and abilities to bring about the healing, to exalt the wholeness, to have an understanding and an understanding that the intelligence of existence, the spirits that we are in these temples, are greater than the chemicals and the things that men can create. But the issue for us is understanding that as a result of being assaulted at the cellular level for decades, then we have to be aggressive about cleansing. purifying, flushing, oxygenating, hydrating, really putting ourselves in a place where we're opening up all channels of elimination so that the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the preservatives, the antibiotics, the hormones, and all of these things that are creating the dementia, the Alzheimer's, the multiple sclerosis, the muscular dystrophy, and all of these things that we have leverage over it. And you are in a place where you can reach for life. With each and every breath, every beat of your heart, taking the time to get still and to affirm it, to claim it, to see yourself whole and affirm the wholeness of one of your own being, because there is wholeness. And what has been misconstrued as holiness, it's really about wholeness. And what they call the Holy Spirit is really about the spirit of wholeness. You understand, 360 degrees of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency that allows us to walk in the wealth of ourselves, to have an understanding and an understanding that life is the gift. And there's nothing that we can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who and what we already are, but naked. And to consciously care, to always tap more of ourselves, to get into a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to be under the auspices of our souls, to be in a place where it truly matters. It matters to us wholeheartedly to honor and to glorify the lineages that we represent, those whose names we can call and those whose names we will never know. But to have the glory of victory and triumph over situations and circumstance in the exaltation of the care, the forgiveness, the compassion, the mercy. You understand, we've all been influenced and affected by a death culture. To have us believing in death, and believing in death is a different life than knowing who you are and what we are as conscious immortals. We are on a planet that is spinning in space. It's in flotation and rotation, immersed in nothing but eternity. We should not be dying at all. We should be living and loving and lifting and adding unto, enhancing, enriching, blessing, fortifying, edifying, encouraging, cultivating the wealth of ourselves, ensuring the progression of our lineages and reclaiming the rights to be rightly aligned in the resurrection of us as a people, as a global humanity, on behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and all of the blood that has been spilled upon this planet. The sanctification, the sanctity, the sacredness, the divinity of existence are the things that we need to hold on to, that we need to be mindful of. We're in such an auspicious moment that there are so many ones who are consciously seeking to be the healing forces upon the planet, but we just have to realize that the greatest leverage we have comes when we will do that which is ours in our own bloodstream, in our own body temples, the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration, coming forward to a point where we are immersing all of ourselves in the waters of ourselves in the conscious intention and thought of being all that we are, caring, to truly exemplify, radiate, and be vivid in our self-representation and self-expression as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. In our caring, particularly as women, the wombed men, it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to know how to perpetuate our lineages. And many of us are having to do damage control with our children that we raised up on hot dogs and hamburgers and lunch meats and, you know, all of this stuff. And now they're like stuck in it. And we know better now. So we've got to really consciously care to walk the walk, because a lot of times what's happening is that the information that ones are getting, the information is giving you the care to share that information. And people are not able to receive the information if they see that you're not walking in it. You understand? And then the inconsistency, the contradiction, the hypocrisy, particularly with these youth that are coming forward, man, you got to walk the walk to to really have the influence, you know, because we realize, and we've grown, we realize it wasn't with our parents and grandparents, it wasn't just do as I say, but they wanted it to be do as I say. But the issue is that we followed what we saw, and there was a program towards adulteration. So we saw our parents smoking and drinking. You know, some people are seeing their parents getting high, being high, cracked out, this, that, and the other. And how that impacts and affects us as children. You know, some of us follow its suit. Others of us make commitments that we'll never do that. You know, those young men who grow up without fathers sometimes make the commitment that they're going to be great fathers. Other ones who had fathers who were not present follow suit and are not present. And so, but in this now moment, we have to make a conscious decision as to the quality of beings that we care to be. There's a generational contribution that we should be making towards the liberation and the restoration, the reconciliation, and the resurrection of us, getting up out that grave. You understand? The mentality coming, you know, coming from a dead mentality, a mentality where one just does not care to acknowledge the sacredness of itself, the divinity of itself, is consistently defiling and dumping into itself. You understand? And so what we find is that under a death culture where we have so much access to that which has no substance, that which has no nutrition, that which has no vitality, is not vitalizing. You understand? And that has become consumed more than fruit, vegetation, water, and the teas and herbs that will help us to be restored cellularly, to help us reverse any issues that have crystallized in our tissues, and to come to a point and place where we have the clarity of mind and the cleanliness of blood to really walk in the integrity of the truth of ourselves, harmonized in the knowing that we are one with the Father, one with the Mother, one with life itself, and that we have the rights to be right. I'll be forward in just a bit.
And now a message from our public affairs bulletin board. Nonprofits, do you know whether your workers are employees, independent contractors, or interns? Nonprofits have a lot of workers who help them. The Pro Bono Partnership of Lawyers will show you the best approaches to make sure your workers are properly classified and paid. This workshop provides the knowledge you need to avoid significant legal problems down the road. The location is the Ponce de Leon Branch Library at 980 Ponce de Leon Avenue in Atlanta. The date is Thursday, July 11th, starting at 10:30 a.m. This program is open to the public. For more information, the contact person is Kathy Pacelli at 404-885-7820 or email at Kathy with a K dot Pacelli at FultonCountyGA.gov. All Fulton County programs are listed on grantspace.org.
The day and time in which we're living is so serious. So to be seriously committed to living, seriously committed to loving, seriously committed to forgiving, seriously committed to walking in the integrity of our true selves, in the harmony of the whole, in acknowledging the oneness of all hues of ones and ones. And so we've got to really be in a place where we understand that those who have at heart greed, where they will do anything to mislead, lie and steal and cheat, you understand, there's nothing good that can come out of it. It doesn't matter who it is or where they are like that. We have to be in a place and space where we accept our correction and we say thank you for the correction, and be in a place where we're willing to forgive ourselves for the transgressions and the trespasses. It's been easy to be adulterated when our examples have been adulteration. You understand, that's the path of adulteration in our socialization towards inebriation, intoxication, all of that. You know, so our caring to be wise in our living, knowing that for particularly for those of us who are in maturity, where we may have lived at least half of our lives already, the issue is that we have so much available to us that we can truly live another how many ever years and have that be the best part of our lives. The frequency and energy of what we have seen is that people think that their heyday comes at 30, 35, 40, right? And then at 55, 60, they're like falling apart. And we can literally still be healing and walk as the living testaments and the living and be living testimonials of the glory of the light, the law, life force. And being healed. Hospitals are trauma centers, and we appreciate all of what they can do, but what we should have been given is support in really having an understanding as to what it is to be human, what it is to be, why it is we're here on the planet. You understand? And we should have never been poisoned. And to come to a point in this day where there is so much confliction around what is needed and what we should have as beings. So we realize that there are many different schools of thought. But for those of us, particularly those of us who are melanin dominated and African Americans and whatever we would refer to ourselves as. But the reality of it is that meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar have been detrimental to us. They're detrimental to everybody. You understand? And which is why we see so much issue with inflammation and rheumatism and arthritis. I mean, the disease list just goes on and on forever and ever. And so our caring to love our lives, to live our lives, to be lifted in our lives, to understand the talents and skills and abilities we have, but to also know that everything that we're consuming is creating a certain quality of blood. And the reason people are put on blood thinners is because their blood has become so thick from the eggs and the breads and the flour products. You're talking your pancakes, your waffles, your biscuits, your croissants, your donuts and all of that. You understand that you have to be put on blood thinners after a while. And then when you put on blood thinners, they'll tell you, oh, well, you know, you can't eat any leafy greens. And I'm saying, just eat the leafy greens. Give up the starches, increase all this carbonic acids and stuff, and get cleaned up. Your number for life support is 678-760-9299. Being in a place and space where you are really knowing that you don't want to live suffering. You don't want to be in pain. You don't want to get to a point where you can't wipe your own behind and get to the bathroom, or be in a place where you're so constipated. You understand? I mean, these are everyday situations. People are dying in the hospitals because their bowels have not moved, and the people in the hospital did not know to do that or did not care to do that. The doctors did not prescribe an enema or a series of enemas. And for those of you who have suffered and suffered the pain and the anguish of watching the ones that you love just whittle away, you understand? It's because of what we have been doing consistently over time. And so we can write it, but we have to kind of take that time to get still and hold the right thought. And see, this is the benefit of having a good bloodstream, clean blood, fluid, like water, charged. It's so that you are able to literally program your cells with the frequency and the vibration of your care, your love, your commitments, your intensity of intention towards wholeness and whatnot, and it creates a magnetization. You understand? And it is an amplification of that which is your intent and your desire and whatnot, and it brings you into alignment with that which is the fulfillment of what it is you're asking for. And so the mindfulness, the carefulness, the caring to recreate and to take our responsibility as creators in life. Our bodies are temples for the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. Our bodies are the temples for the true spirits of living gods and goddesses. But it's very difficult to be godly when you are filled with all manners of toxicity, chemical, bacterial, viral, organismic, pathogenic. You understand? I'm just saying it's that we, very few people are really talking about it, but it's a problem. It's a real problem. It's a real problem. And I'm just saying, you know, we shouldn't, our children should not be passing away as teenagers, dropping dead in their athletic activities and whatnot. Our youth, our 20-some-year-olds, our 30-some-years, our 40, should not have cancer. You understand? And realizing that it's a problem. Okay, it's pandemic. This is how we know it's genocide. And everybody want to be all, you know, happy-go-lucky. But I'm like, yeah, we can be happy. But we are absolutely blessed. And there is absolute order and absolute law that we've been blessed with. And when we get in it, as a result of being lawless and just kind of going with whatever, thinking that, oh, well, I got to die of something, so I might as well enjoy myself. And I'm saying, by the time y'all get to me and you've got all this fourth stage cancer and they can't deal with you, and I'm like, good, it's good. They're in a place where at least they know that they can't do it with you. They should be acknowledging that they don't have what is needed, because the body is already in a state of toxicity. So poisoning it more is not going to facilitate healing. The cleansing is a necessity. Honor the reality that we have enough light and truth and information that we should not be dying from all of these things. And so I've prayed and prayed and prayed over these 20 years that I've been on air, and even more intently in the last 3 or 4 years, as to what more I could do. What more can I do? To lift more, to give more, to teach more, to touch more, to inspire more, to create a more dynamic impact and effect in terms of our being intensely intentional and consciously caring to move expeditiously in reversing our issues. Which is why I have really, you know, applied myself and established Mother Earth's Blessing Holistic Life Center at 1830 Cheshire Bridge, and to put us in a place where you know you got support. You understand? There's so many places that you go. And it's real interesting, because they call it they have called it a red light district. And me being placed in the middle of it. So there's shifting that's happening. Everybody needs love. Everybody needs support. Everybody needs cleansing. Everybody needs to take responsibility for being divine beings. It's just hard to feel divine when you don't feel good at all. And we give thanks that those of us who've been under the knives and, you know, been in the hospitals and whatnot, that we were able to heal from it. You know, and for whatever changes we've gone through and whatever other infirmities we may have that are lingering, you know, we still have the opportunity to reach for life on a day-to-day basis, to really optimize and maximize our joy and victories and triumphs over situations and circumstances and all of that, so that we are able to really be radiant and brilliant. Imagine that we're each rays of the sun, and there's an absolute and eternal sun, and we each are a ray of that sun. And so to be vivid in shining, in adding warmth and light and color and hue, you understand, just accept that you are a gift and consciously care to be the gift. And praying that you rest in the ever-embracing arms of the ever-present. And to know that as we lay down, when we were little, they said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray my Lord the soul to take." And so we want to be in a place and space where we are not dying at all. If you got to go, let it not be through the door of death, and let you be making a conscious transition. And I want you all to really, really understand how just dynamic we are. As a global populace, there's a raising up that's happening. And we're going to hit critical mass at some point. But the deeper we go to reach higher in terms of walking in alignment and attunement with our divinity, to release and let go of our transgressions and the memory of those transgressions, and to really that repentance. And he said, Christ said, "Go and sin no more." He said, "The wages of sin is death." So we're talking about just being in a place where you are not accepting the order that allows you to be in a mindset that is consistent with who you are as this point of the presence of God. And to know that creator knowledge, creation knowledge, and self-knowledge are the trinity for what is required to become a liberated people, liberated from the delusions, the illusions, the lies, the inconsistencies, all of that. We are striving to really clear, cleanse, and harmonize ourselves with our ideal self. It says we were made in the image of God. So no, what does that mean? That means that we are always leveraging our thought and our mind to do that which is going to be an enhancement to everything and everybody, and an enrichment. So I consciously care to do that. However long I can be here, I intend to. Looking forward to the more, it is our time to rise. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful, so thankful, so appreciative that you care to be present with me. And I am always praying to be able to reach deeper into the depths of yourself so that you are inspired and motivated to do everything you possibly can as quickly as you possibly can to step into the fullness of who you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that constitutes the whole of existence itself, that which beats our hearts and breathes us, that has the earth in flotation and rotation, the sun blazing, the waters flowing, that we are all absolutely and divinely blessed as these points of its presence. The issue for us is, do we care to be truly, supremely intelligent as it is? For it is the foundational reality of who and what we already are. And our care to walk in the integrity of the truth of ourselves, our care to Be caring, loving, sharing, daring to be able to turn the tide and flip the script and come to that point and place where it matters to us that we are a glory unto the lineages that we represent, that we are honoring our mothers and our fathers. We're loving that which beats our hearts and breathes us with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. That we're in a place and space where we understand that being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, it is our time to make a decision as to how we will live or whether you will die. You understand? And to realize that we are already in the realm of eternity. So if you die here, you don't know how long you'll be dead. And I'm saying that we should not be dying at all. And you all are saying that, well, Dama, there is no real death, that, you know, I can be as wicked as I want to be, as civil as I want to be. I can do everything they do and be completely out of order, and I'll live eternally anyway. And I'm saying, well, you try that and let's see how that works for you. The issue for us is how much suffering and pain and disdain and heart attacks and strokes and recovery and rehabilitation and drugs will you have to be on? And because we are all seeing the impact and the effect of living in a death culture, that why would we want to participate with it? Why would we want to succumb to it? Why would we want to surrender unto it? Why would we not want to think a greater thought and do a greater work than working ourselves to death, living to exalt our right to be wrong? Really, is that the fullness of what we really think is liberation? Or liberation is coming to that place and space where you're completely committed to the laws that govern us. Liberation is that natural fulfillment of loving the Creator with your whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul, consciously caring to walk upright in the integrity of our own authenticity and standing on behalf of life, exalting life, and honoring the right of all beings to have the right to their lives. So we won't feed off of them. We will not kill them. We will not participate in the subjugation, the domination, the violation of other ones, and then think that there's some prosperity behind it. There is no prosperity behind it. And all of that, that these ones think that they're prospering while the earth is becoming ever more polluted and the karmic debt is being exacted. And I'm the one to really remind us that a people who undermine their children are people who are destined to die. We cannot participate in this and think that everything is all right just because we got money. And then to have money and not know what to do with it, to have money and not know who to invest in, to have money and not apply yourself towards realizing what the light is and being able to bring solution to the problems. But we can't just throw money at everything. I've talked to ones and ones who think that money is the answer and the solution. The issue is people have too much money if they feel as though they can drink themselves to death. I mean, spending money on alcohol, spending money on tobacco, spending money on marijuana, spending money on all of those things that undermine your cellular functioning and leave the residues of these chemicals to saturate and concentrate and contraindicate in your brain. You understand? Those ones who seem to be homeless, even though they're still in their bodies, they understand, but they're living under bridges and living on the streets and sleeping on the concrete and the bus stops and this and that. Here in Atlanta, we see it. It's horrendous, but the corporate deities of death are responsible for that in terms of the advertising, in terms of trying to make it seem chic that we are drinking Coca-Cola and eating Burger King and McDonald's and having all of these other things that we are consuming that have absolutely no nutritional value. But the thing is that it's not that it doesn't give us anything. It robs us. It robs us. For our spirits are held in the body. The body is the temple for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And we cannot walk in the integrity of our God and goddesshood just based on rhetoric. You understand, there's so much information and knowledge now that people, you know, they'll talk the talk. You understand, talk the talk, dress themselves up. But the issue is that we're still out of order. And coming to the order of light, coming into the order of love, coming into the order of consciously caring to be rightly aligned with that which allows us to be rightly aligned. You understand? To come to that space and place where we are all right with being all right. There's nothing wrong with being right. It's nothing wrong with being in a place and space where you are literally praying consistently to honor and glorify the legacy of the lineages that you represent, exalting the greatness of who you are, invoking the greatness of who we be, activating our DNA so that we are able to outthink those who have thought of a system that legislates and perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. And put us in a place where we feel like we can participate with it. And so I'm the one to really try to get us to that place and space where we have had it up to here with the foolishness, and we are ready to get into the depth of ourselves, the height of ourselves, the light of ourselves, the truth of ourselves, to understand that we are deserving and worthy to walk in honor and glory, to know it absolutely, to be in a place and space where we can be depended upon for it. But to feel as though you can rush towards those who don't have your best interests at heart, and those who do, you run from. And so I'm encouraging you to get real about what's real in this living. Because those of us who are in maturity, we should be setting the precedent. In the sense, setting the precedent for the paradigm shift in the exaltation of absolute law, absolute love, absolute wisdom and truth. But instead, we are focusing so much on what men say and what men do and what men have created. But men did not create us. You understand? Men don't beat our hearts. Men don't breathe us. And for those who are making it their business to set a precedent as to what success is in this life, so that we pat ourselves on the back for doing what the examples of those ones tell us to do so that we can participate. So we've gotten licensed and certified and degree to be able to be the profiteers off of all of that that has come forward in sickness, illness, disease, disturbance, discontent, dissatisfaction. You understand? So we're doctors, we're lawyers, we're nurses, we're psychologists, we're psychiatrists, we're judges, we're police officers. We can do everything that they do. But the issue is that nobody's healing the folk. You understand? The system is not set up to provide the healing. You understand? Because the system is the culprit, the system of things that has established itself on the bloodshed and the disenfranchisement of our Aboriginal, Indigenous and Native families and the natural ecological balances and substance of the earth, which he is here to nurture us and nourish us and establish us in harmony with it. But to think that we can continue to create more and more things for convenience and more things that are distraction for the purpose in our being on the planet, so that we pay more attention to the vehicles that men make and ignore the operational functioning of the vehicles that God has made. And so as there is absolute order, we're being called to order. We're being called to light. We're being called to rise. We're being called to remember the sacredness of existence itself. We're being called to make sacred our lives, to dwell in the sanctity and the divinity of existence itself. We're being called to give attention to that which beats our hearts and breathes us. Just like we give attention to our phones, we should be giving more attention to that which beats our hearts and breathes us. The device is divisive. And where we are paying more attention to ones and ones and what they're bringing forward and what they put forward and whatnot, but we're not paying attention to the people who are around us. We're not paying attention to those who love us or say they love us. Now you're loving being distracted more than you're actually loving a human spirit. We're in a now moment that is calling us to care. Care to be in a place and space where we are raising completely up. And that raising completely up means that we're willing to do the inner work, the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration of our body temple so that the true spirits of the living goddesses and gods are being completely re-enthroned in our temples and our cells are being charged with the consciousness of immortality so that they are consistently regenerating, regenerating, rejuvenating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, revitalizing, revivifying, revivifying so that we are standing as a resurrected people. And many people think that, you know, eating well, eating that which is consistent with our DNA and our genealogy and the design of our bodies is not fun. It can be much fun, much flavorful, exciting. Have your taste buds tantalized and jumping for joy. There is nothing wrong with eating that which literally charges your cells with life force, life currency. And to realize that the better we're consuming, the better we're eating, the more our body is cleansing and the more we have to apply ourselves towards opening up the channels of elimination so that the toxins that are being loosened up can get out. And so in this now moment, our day is now. Our time is now. It's always an eternal now moment. And to be in a place where we care to meet the challenges of our now moment, to hold ourselves firm in the quality of thought that allows us to activate a full faith and a full trust. In taking responsibility for caring to have an understanding and an understanding as to how to create and to know that self-knowledge and creator knowledge and creation knowledge are the trinity for becoming liberated beings. It's not about struggling. It's about surrendering, submitting, and exalting a full effort and a full life's urge. It's about self-correcting, releasing and letting go of the resentments, the anger, the frustration of the violations, the trespasses, and all of those things that many of us have experienced that left us scarred, battered, beaten. And now to accept that we have to heal it. And healing in knowing that everybody has been adversely affected by the programs that are running to have us in a place where we are not socially cultivated, nurtured, nourished, reinforced, educated, spiritually trained to know what the purpose in existence is and to be fulfilling purpose in existence in self-mastery, the mastery of our thoughts, our minds, our emotions, our habits, our desires, our lusts, our passions, and to have it all focused in the truth that allows us to triumph over the lies, the distortion, the dysfunction, the degradation, to put us in a place where we are ensuring the progression of our lineages and not participating in their degeneration. And as we consciously care to do the inner work, then we come to have an understanding harmoniously with our purpose in being. And we are confident and knowing that living and loving our being and doing that which allows us to literally liberate ourselves at the cellular level puts us in a place where we will know a much, much greater prosperity than just working jobs for money. Because the prosperity is in our richness and our wealth. The prosperity comes in the edification and the enhancement and the exaltation of the greatness of ourselves. It's just so much money a person needs if they have no light and they have no wisdom and they have no care to do anything. You understand? To make a difference. To be the difference. To set. Do you understand? So a lot of the ones who get money, what do? They continue to support people going to college when the colleges have already failed the people. You understand? The colleges are not applying themselves towards the true self-unfoldment, self-development, and self-realization and self-actualization of those students. You understand? We are being trained to follow people's theories and opinions, and after coming out of school, we don't know ourselves. We don't know the truth. We don't know how to get into the light of the truth. And then most people, when they get ready to graduate, they realize how much they don't know because they spent so much time partying. You understand, drinking and getting high and doing all the things that we didn't do in high school, or some people just did more of what they did in high school. But the issue is that we are ill-prepared to become mothers and fathers. We're ill-prepared for marriages. We don't know how to really love and to cultivate loving, lasting relationships that are a glory to the lineages that we represent. And that's part of the effect of being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, because the methodology is through divisiveness, divide and conquer. The individual should be indivisible. There is should be a wholeness, you understand, wholeness with us, so that as we are individually man, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed man, the perpetuator of lineages, whole within ourselves, loving the Creator with our whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul, consciously rejoicing in the blessedness of being and doing that which is necessary to get over the violations, the trespasses, the degradation, the anger, the resentments, and whatnot, and knowing how to really take some time with ourselves before we indulge ourselves into all of this other stuff, before we even know who we really are. And so it's better, you know, to see generation coming forward. They're taking their time to have babies. They're not rushing into it. Other ones have rushed into it, you know, because without it being a real conscious choice, but they were not properly prepared. They were not properly nourished. A lot of the young sisters who are having or conceiving children are not able to carry their children full term because they have been fed so much deficiency. And so we have to come to a place where we're taking responsibility. Those of us who are maturing ones, those of us who are moving into our eldership, we should be really setting a new dynamic and precedent for our generations, for all generations. We cannot continue to get up in the morning to feed them breakfast cereals and oatmeal and all kinds of things that come out of boxes and microwave them and all of this, and then think that you're not creating leukemia and cancer and heart disease and all of this within these children. And if you see your child is listless and lethargic, you understand, 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds, they should be bouncing off the walls without it being something that is drug-induced because of the sugar. You understand, just natural activity, natural curiosity. You understand, just natural energy flow. But what we get is because of the sugar, because of the additives, because of the artificial colors and flavors and all of these things. And what we get are the temper tantrums. What we get is the madness. What we get is the breaking things and being violent. What we get is children not being able to focus at all, not being able to do what they're asked to do what they're told to do, don't know how to be helpful. You understand? And they end up being a pain. A pain that makes you inflict pain upon them. And so then it comes down to beating the hell out of them without you realizing that you were putting the hell in them by dealing with all this hellacious stuff that comes off of shelves. We have to come to a place and space where we value ourselves. We value our children. We value the opportunity to be the bridge between those that we've come through, those through whom we've come, and those who have come through us and those who've yet to come. And for whatever else we do in the world, you understand, our lineages are the lasting impact and effect that we have, unless you really come to that place and space where you are truly thinking and truly loving and truly caring to be a pure vehicle and vessel of absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, creativity, ingenuity. You understand, and you were able to apply yourself towards gifting the world with your brilliance. And so we have that opportunity now, wherever we are, to be the difference, to make the difference, to exemplify the difference, that people can see the difference in you because you are taking responsibility to make the quality of commitments to become enhanced and to be resubstantiated in the personal presence and the quality of your being directly, because that is the work. The system of things puts us in a place where we think it's just about working and being a cog in a wheel. You understand? And just doing the same jobs over and over again. You understand? And other ones get into positions in social services and whatnot where they decide that they have the right to deny people what they need as opposed to making sure that people have what they require. But what they really require is the light of themselves. The whole educational system has to be revamped. You understand? And now that they're requiring you to poison your children in order to participate, say, yay, I'm not sending my child to your schools. Why? Because we've seen what you do to children. You don't have anybody's best interest at heart. And those of us who are in the school system, and then we are not consciously caring to exemplify that which is light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency to be able to create the shift. And then you have to come out and deal with yourself and create something better. But a system that dumbs its children down. You understand, when I was in school, they said outrightly that the average person only uses 10%. Of their total brain capacity, right? And I'm saying, okay, then why are you all so committed to dumbing down the 10% that we have access to? You understand? But then you want to be respected as intelligent people. And so I'm just saying is that, no, we have this opportunity to stand forward, to realize that we live in our thoughts. You understand? You live in your body, but you also live in your mind and your thought. And what are you thinking? And regardless of what they say, regardless of what your tests say, regardless of what the doctor and them say, regardless, what is it that you're saying? What is it that you're thinking? What is it that you're feeling? What is it that you're living for? Because you are the only one who can really make that determination and decide. And once you've decided that you will live to glorify and honor that which beats your heart and breathes you, nothing and no one can take that from you. And there's really nothing else that we can apply ourselves to that is going to give us the fullness of ourselves. And being completely committed wholeheartedly towards honoring the divine design of our being, and consciously caring to master the thoughts that we have, consciously caring to think the thoughts, the quality of thoughts that allow us to truly be really very, very grateful for the capacity that we have as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and to always be in a place where we're grateful, we're thankful, we're appreciative. Why? Because if we don't like what we've created, we can always recreate. You understand? You change your thought, you change your life. You change your diet, you clean your blood. You understand? You're able to step off the path of adulteration altogether, step off the path of death, step into and onto the path of conscious eternal life and conscious immortality, where your cells will consistently regenerate and rejuvenate and whatnot. And when it come time to leave, you left. You didn't succumb. You weren't smothered in all that mucus and all of that stuff that's going on in your system. We have the opportunity to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, made whole, and resurrected. What do you want? What are you living for? What truly matters? Because if you just are excited about being able to play ball, play with balls, balls, butts, and breasts, you will miss yourself, I guarantee it. We just want to have play dates, playmates. And I'm saying, we're these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We have been under siege for generations. We're under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. We need to get busy recommitting our lives to being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that we stand as a resurrected people. That is the real work. And it's not difficult, which you will never be doing. You'll never be able to do it if you don't care. And chances are you'll never do it if you don't align yourself with other ones who can support you in doing it. And so being true to the truth of self allows us to rejoice consistently, regardless of what the situations and circumstances are, regardless of what it looks like, what it seems like. You are, and we are, always aware that we are dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence as points of its absolute and supreme intelligence. And we're absolutely blessed with each beat of our heart and every breath that we take. And as we're seeing ourselves victorious and triumphant over the circumstances and situations, as we're claiming our victories over situations and circumstances and conditions, then we have the opportunity to be whole, to be healed, to be vivid in our own self-expression as these points of the presence of the absolute. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.